Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Man of the Month, part of the International Black Summit Talk Network, and this is a live talk show, and we have a guest tonight on, Bill Patterson, a facilitator from the International Black Summit. But before we go there, let me read the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And today's date is all over the world, March 22nd, 2009. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And tonight, our guest, the man of the month, Mr. Bill Patterson, out of New York City, has been a facilitator of the International Black Summit. How long, Bill, have you been a facilitator?
Since 1992.
Right. Well, you know what? We've got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to go to 850 area code.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
And who is that? Please identify yourself.
My name is Lorraine Warren.
Lorraine Warren. How are you?
And you also have Calvin Clark, a senior facilitator at New York Youth Events. I do facilitation courses all over the world.
Hi, Calvin.
Hey,
welcome.
Calvin. Wow. Calvin.
Well, I know your show is only an hour. But when I saw the email that Bill Patterson was the man of the month, I was very excited.
Okay.
And I said to myself, man of the month? Well, surely I must have some time.
Yeah.
Hey, with my friend Bill.
Stuck in there.
And we also have a caller, 201 area code. Mm. Go ahead, call your live on air.
This is Ade Faison.
Ade,
hey,
all right.
I couldn't miss calling in the roast. I mean, to toast you tonight.
Hey, Ade.
Hey, Calvin.
Hey, man.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Ade.
I just wanted you to know that it was a serendipitous call that I made to Lorraine to ask her to remind her, actually, about her annual pledge to the Youth at Risk Bowl-a-thon, and she told me that you were the man of the month this year, Bill.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't help but call you, man, to say you deserve whatever accolades that you're getting, whatever keys to the car, keys to the city that you're going to be getting tonight.
Yeah, the keys.
You absolutely deserve it all.
Keys to the bank would be nice.
But I call to say that how much I admire you and just love and respect you. Your contribution, you certainly add more to the planet. You leave a big print. You know, some people, when they walk, they leave a small impression. When you walk, you leave a big impression in the earth. And I'm not talking about your weight. I'm talking about your presence and your being.
Oh, thank you, man. I love you, too.
Really? Yeah, and I've always loved working with you. I haven't worked with you in some years, but I certainly respect you. And when Lorraine told me, I said, yes. As busy as I am, I'm right now doing some stuff for the club, but I stopped what I was doing so I could take this moment just to honor you.
All right. Thank you.
And I want to, this is our day, I just to acknowledge Calvin and Lorraine, because we all still play in the Youth at Risk Network. And Phil, our threads go all the way back to the National Black
Theater, man.
In the must have been the early 70s,
yep.
If not before then.
71, 72, way back.
Mm-hmm. And we've combined the teachings of the National Black Theater through Barbara Antia, bless her soul, into Youth at Risk. And I just remember you, Calvin, and I being part of something called a Half Monty.
Now, that's the unmentionable now. Hold on a second.
Y'all can all imagine Bill being the Calypso man.
All right, Bill.
No clothes.
And stripping to do a fundraiser.
I had red wrap that I blipped off, you know, and there was nothing left. Nothing there.
Except Bill had us all fooled because he had on 3 or 4 pair of underwear, so he kept taking them off. And there was another pair, and he kept taking them off, and there was another pair. It's like, when are we going to get down to the real deal here? I love you, Bill.
Yeah, I love you too, I think, man. Really.
That's absolutely a great acknowledgement for a great man, Mr. Patterson. You know. So anything else? Go ahead, Lorraine.
Yes. I took the time to jot down a few things about Bill, but I'll keep it brief, being that you only have an hour show.
Okay.
And I know that you said that this show is about the elements and melanoma. I feel Bill Patterson is much more interesting and exciting. And I've known Bill for over 18 years. Since the time I've known Bill, I talk to him on the phone often, and he's often talks about his culinary skills.
That's right.
He mentions his ability to cook greens. He mixes garlic, turnips, all sort of leafy greens and spices. Often he'll share with me his concoctions, and then he'll say, "Lorraine, have I ever cooked for you?" I'll say, "No, Bill, you have not." He says, "Well, you know you're really missing out, because I'm good." Bill also travels all over the world, Africa, Brazil, and his favorite, Mexico. Over the years, sometimes when he's returned, describes beautiful people he's met, delicious food he's invited in, days he spends on the beach. And he says, "Lorraine, have I invited you to come on a trip with me?" I said, "No, Bill, have not." He says, "Well, you're really missing out."
We did
also, over the years,
we actually went to Amsterdam together.
Actually, over the years, I have enjoyed many funny moments with Bill. And especially I remember when Bill, another friend of mine, Conrad, and I would go to BJ's grocery shopping once a month.
He would take you there, too. He's taking me there also, Lorraine.
And
right.
We would laugh and tease each other on a long ride. And on one occasion, another event, I convinced Bill and Conrad to go with me with an overeaters support group. And I gave them all the rules for attending, like not mentioning any specific foods which might trigger people.
Right.
You can imagine my shock when I looked at the back row of the room to see Bill and Conrad eating chocolate. Overeaters meeting. I thought I was going to wet my pants. I thought I was going to, I just holding back laughter. The people thought I was crying.
Well.
And then when the meeting was over, both of us dashed out of the room in laughter and ran to the nearest diner and had the biggest meal we ever had. And
yeah.
On a more serious note, over the years I have observed and just really appreciated with wonder how children seem to connect with Bill. He's been a volunteer, like Ade said, with New York Youth at Risk. We were in their course leader program together, and he's contributed to youth all over the world.
Mentoring them, yeah.
And I believe that he really connects with youth easily, and I think that Bill has an ability to transcend age generation gaps. I know that many of the youth that he's mentored over the years, they still keep in touch with him. I mean, so that really says a lot.
Wow.
I also want to mention, over the time that I have known Bill, he has shared with me many stories about his life and his loves, and a couple of them I cried about, and some of them I laughed, or most of them I laughed. He often speaks about his family and his beautiful daughters, his nieces, nephews, cousin. His great pride and joy was his granddaughter, who, once his granddaughter was born, I think that he dropped out the planet for a while because everything was about his granddaughter. Bill, I just want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, I care about you. You are just one of the great joys in my life, and actually one of the purposes of my life is to annoy and harass you.
I believe.
And even though my family doesn't know you, every now and then they say, well, how's Bill doing? When is the last time you talked to Bill? They talk about you. But Bill, I believe you are a man of character, and you are a character. And I feel that you're a man who has a generous heart and definitely contributed in a positive way to my life and my development. And I wish we could really clone men like you for our community. You're very easy to be with. I enjoy your company most of the time. And I want to thank you for being in my life and enriching my life. And I know that had I not had the opportunity to meet you, I would have truly missed out. And so one day maybe we will get a chance to eat some of your greens or go on a trip together.
I'll make sure it happens.
So that's my acknowledgement and my roast.
I'm gonna have to get off the line, but I thank you, Bill. I love you, and as a strong black man myself, I just salute you and honor you and thank you. I'm gracious. I feel a lot of gratitude to have been on the planet the same time you're here.
Oh, man, thank you very much. And same to you. I love you. I really do. All right.
So, Bill, I have a request. And the request is that would you permit people who are listening in to honor you by sending in a donation to Youth at Risk in your name?
Yes, if they choose to.
That would be great, if they so choose to. And they can do it online, and the online, Glenn, you could perhaps repeat this, but it's NY Youth at Risk, spelled out. It's like New York, NY Youth at Risk, NYOUTHATRISK.org. That's the website, and you can go there and make a contribution. And if you would, do it by Tuesday in Bill's name.
Okay. Repeat that. Website is NYU@risk.at?
Yeah.
Okay.
.org.
All right.
.org. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And when is the Bowl-a-thon occurring, or did it occur already?
The Bowl-a-thon is occurring this Wednesday, March 25th. We'll be at Chelsea Piers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What time does it start?
It starts at 6:30. We usually take up all 40 lanes at Chelsea Piers. If you can imagine, six people on a team, 40 lanes, that's 6 times 40, that's 240 people. all Cheer and Youth at Risk on. Awesome evening.
Yep.
And all it takes is a small amount of money from large numbers of people. That's what makes a difference.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And we got to do Brazil again, Glenn.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Let me know where you're going. I want to go with you.
Let me know, too. Yeah.
All right. I love you. I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Glenn, I just want to also acknowledge you. I really love you, Glenn. I must say, you are the best date I've ever had.
All right. Okay.
Even though it wasn't really a date, out to dinner, but I just made up in my mind, I'm going to turn this into a date. It was fun, except for when the waitress kept looking at you and wouldn't look at me. I was triggered. You remember that, right?
Lorraine, sweetheart, I love you. You are my sister, you know, love at first sight.
Really?
Yeah.
I love you too, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, Lorraine. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
I'll be listening.
Okay, all right. All right. Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Maladoma. Tell me a little bit about Maladoma. We have another caller on the line, but I'm going to take a couple minutes and... caller from the 212, I'm going to get to you in about 10 or 15 minutes, okay?
Wait.
Bill,
right.
Let's talk a little bit about Maladoma. So what I'm a layman. I know nothing about Maladoma. What would you describe Maladoma as?
Well, I personally would describe him as a messenger from the spirit world. His name means something like that. The carrier of the message, I believe. That may not be an exact translation.
Okay.
But
no, that's good.
He's from the Dagara tribe in Burkina Faso. He had been educated in the French sense of education while in Africa, and then he discovered that he wanted to really be an African, and he went back to his country and requested to be Africanized. You know, he felt that he had become European French, actually. So they devised a ritual to initiate him back into the tribe, and this book of Water and Spirit describes his initiation back into being an African.
So really, it's like him going back to his roots.
Going back to his roots, exactly.
Okay.
But in doing so, he made these discoveries that he subsequently felt are universal discoveries, discoveries that could be shared with the world. And the elders of the tribe advised him to do just that, to travel out into the world and take this this message of the element system to the world. And that's what he's been doing. So
and tell us a little bit about this element system. What does that mean? What are the elements?
Yeah, well, let's see, before you get there, we're talking about an African cosmology, right? An interpretation of the universe. The whole cosmos is what they're talking about, you know, what it means to be alive and what it means to be in reality on this planet.
Okay.
And so the Dagara people have come up with an interpretation, along with many other African tribes, African indigenous tribes have an interpretation of existence that's similar. But if I could say it quickly, what it really says is that the earth, man is from the earth, and the earth is made up of five basic elements.
Okay.
And that all the birds, animals, bees, whatever, you know, air, fire, all contain these five elements, including man. And the way these elements have manifested in man, they've manifested in five different ways, which represent the five different elements. And, you know, the elements are water, fire, mineral, something else, fire, water, fire, mineral, and nature. And air, right? Well, some people call that air. It goes by various names.
Okay.
But there are five of them, and I'll come. Oh no, here they are: water, fire, earth, nature, and mineral.
And mineral. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So each of these categories represent a different way of being human. So each person has a dominance of one of these characteristics, personality.
Okay.
Like an earth person would be like a mother figure, a nurturing figure.
Okay.
And
okay.
They would choose occupations that represent that, you know. They would choose activities that would represent that. However, each person, even though he has a dominance, predominance of a particular characteristic, each person has all the characteristics and also. So that means that each one of us is whole and complete with the elements, and we may have a predominance of one. Is that computing or making any sense so far?
Yes, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. So we each one of us has this, and we're with this dominance. Like the element system, do you know the word element? What it actually means is that it's one basic part of something. A basic part of a whole, but the whole cannot be the whole unless it has that basic part. If the whole is missing that basic piece, the whole is not complete.
Okay. So they really need to have all of the elements in order to be complete.
To be whole and complete, you need to have all five elements.
Gotcha.
And you can't function without all five of them. There's a breakdown.
So in that tribe, then, for example, you would have to have representatives that have that as a dominant trait from all of those elements in order to have the tribe function.
Exactly. Yes.
Kind of context. Okay.
Yeah. All these five types govern the tribe. They do the work. They connect with the ancestors. They conduct the rituals and whatnot, or whatever the tribe is doing. There's a job for all of these people, and which brings up another point is that since every person has everything, every person is valuable. There is no person that is not valuable, that does not have worth, human worth. So there's no such thing as a worthless human being, because they all carry the seed of something, of one of these points that we can't do, be without.
Right, okay? Right. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, so it brings a different approach to interact relationships. You know, in this system, there's no hierarchy. You know, in most European systems, In most world systems, there's a hierarchy. In India, you might have a Brahmin and then an untouchable down at the bottom, you know, and something in between, a merchant or whatever. Almost every culture creates hierarchies, you know, and the people at the top, I mean, whether they, we are well aware of some of our hierarchies. White people, maybe Germans, Swedes, and what would be on the top, and then the French and the Latins or something, you know, down to Italians and then Arabs and black people on the bottom, you know. That's a hierarchy. Women are low on almost all hierarchies. This culture, this point of view does not permit a hierarchy like that, like those, because every person is valuable and all one has to do is do your job and be who you are. It doesn't mean that you are separate and apart and above or below anybody, because who you are is necessary to the operation of the whole. I hope that makes sense.
Right, so you're all equal. There's no
In that sense, everybody is equal in worth. People, in this sense, diversity and uniqueness can occur, but it's not hierarchical.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So,
gotcha.
This is a powerful metaphor, it seems to me, that this man is talking about. He's suggesting this as a way for Europeans to look at, something for Europeans to look at, and for the world to look at, because he feels that we're on a collision course with disaster at the way we're going with our competitiveness and our hierarchies and our other we, they kind of thinking, you know. One other thing I didn't say about this. This is actually a tribal point of view also.
Okay.
All right? So tribes live like this. Families, tribes, cultures, groups, large groups live like this. And what I think Maladoma is saying, he's suggesting that the world look at a tribal indigenous life, especially this particular one, and look to see if we cannot return to this indigenous way of being, to this particular kind of element system.
Okay.
You know, or something on the order of that. Even if you don't believe in African spiritualism, the model, it seems to me, and the intention of it is a great piece. It seems to me democracy at the best.
At its best. Okay.
Yes. You know?
Excellent. Well,
okay.
Listen, we've got a couple callers on the line.
Okay.
Let me take a couple of... area code 212, go ahead.
Hey, this is Conrad. Hey, Bill.
Oh, hey, Conrad. Wow.
Hey, I want to say hello to Glenn, too, and everybody else.
Hey, Conrad.
How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
Bill, I want to let you know that I truly love you 100,000 times and actually more than that. I just can't count them, you know.
Yes.
And I was on at the beginning of the call, and I thought y'all could hear me, but I realized I had to press number one or some.
Right. You have to press one.
You know. So I had my little technical challenge. But I do want to say that I too, piggybacking on what Lorraine said about BJ's and how we had those great times and shopping and sharing and
We were a team, man.
Yes, brothers. And I missed that. I missed that. And so Lorraine has not tasted your greens, but I have. And
likewise.
Tell them about them. They're great, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're on the money.
Yes, it reminds me that you got to make another pot, so that's into that. And what I also, what I admire about you is that you was a single father raising your daughters, and you did an exemplary job in nurturing and caring, you know, for your children. They turned out to be great human beings.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, that's so close to my heart, you know.
Yes. And you rose to the occasion and you took care of them in the midst of all of what was going on in your life, And you have such a big heart, you know, and I admire that about you. And what I also admire about you is that you you have the courage to be able to cry, you know, which is a attribute of being a human being. It's a great attribute of being a human being. And oftentimes us as men, we've been trained, you know, that to cry is to be weak.
Yeah.
And you obviously have a different assessment of that because you really see the value in releasing through tears. And that is, you know, when I see a man cry, I was like, I see a man free.
Yeah, right. Well,
you know.
Yeah, I like that. That's great. Thanks. Yeah,
and,
that's beautiful.
And we traveled to Cancun together.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I have to sit Glenn down, and anybody who's listening to tell you about Conrad and I in Cancun.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. I truly cannot imagine.
We were going to get a free meal. Conrad found some place they were giving away free food or free breakfast at this fabulous restaurant. And I said, Conrad, I don't really think so, you know. And he said, oh, yeah, I saw the sign. Well, I won't even tell the rest of it. You know, you go and look and he misread the sign, you know.
And also, I miss, you know, one thing I miss is our summit shares.
Yeah.
You know, out of those conversations, a group of us, we got together, we bought this food and potluck, and we created our lives out of those summit shares.
Yeah.
And
there's something that you may be interested in. At the PDEG meeting today, we actually were able to distinguish PDEG from the PDEG New York Limited Partnership.
Right.
And what we saw is the possibility of having some communal conversations ongoingly on a monthly basis, not necessarily focused around financing.
Right.
And that piece will continue. But to bring back the whole umbrella of PDEG and being able to have conversations of like-minded folks, you know, breaking bread.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we'll definitely keep you abreast in what's happening with that. And I invite you to keep this conversation alive for Summit Shares as well.
Got it. Will do.
I've got a couple other people I'm going to bring on the line, but go ahead, Conrad.
Okay, just short 2 points. One, actually, is 1 point. You know, I just want to thank you, Bill, for the many years that we were roommates during the summit.
Right.
You know, and how we pulled our forces together, and I appreciate that, and it helped financially. It helped spiritually, emotionally.
Right.
And you are my friend, as Patti LaBelle said.
Yes, you are my friend, and I love you.
I love you, Black.
I forgot about that one. That's good.
Hanging around with Conrad is one of the most exciting things that one can do, you know. There's never a dull moment, you know, and there's always something big exploding happening, you know. You carry that in your wake, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
You
bless
know.
Your heart. All right, Glenn.
Thank you, sir. Stay on the line.
All right. Later.
Area code 201-907. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for us? 201-907. And we also have 773-783. Do you have any questions for Bill?
Hi, Glenn, Bill. This is Henrietta in Chicago.
Oh,
Henrietta.
Hi,
wow.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good
Henrietta.
To hear.
Wow.
Good to hear your voice. I didn't come in at the beginning, so I missed your share. I just heard the very end of it, but I just love you. And I have loved you since the day I set eyes on you. I tell you why. I just and I'm in New York one time.
Wow.
And go to the grocery store, and I ran into you.
Yeah, I know.
Is that right? Is that right? Cool.
It was so it was... and hollered, and I don't even know when I first met you, but I know whenever I was in New York,
right, yeah.
I would always see you some form or fashion. I love.
Yeah, I know you are one of my favorite people.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I love your spirit. You know, you just represent love, in my opinion, you're a stand for it, you know. You're always you always have a smile and a kind word. And I saw you for a moment in California last year.
Oh.
And at the USM graduation.
Oh right, yeah. At Lorraine and Chicago.
Yeah, we thought you were gonna be there for a minute. We looked up, you were gone.
Oh. I had my daughter was there. And I had to go make contact, otherwise, you know.
Right. They said look for you. Yeah, but I just thank you for everything that.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, and thank you for coming and being on this call and everything. And I really, I actually think about you and people, you know, that I've met, you know, at the summit like that. And I remember those meetings, those chance meetings we had.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Glenn, thank you for a show of this kind. This is so wonderful. You know, when I heard the end of the conversation that you and Bill were having, I wanted to like call a lot of people and tell them to listen. Call a lot of women, and you know, and tell them to listen in, because. We don't hear men honoring men that often. And it was, you know, it was just a joy to listen to the communication that I did hear. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for, you know, providing the space for this to occur.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. It's very easy to do that with great people like Bill.
Yeah, right. I got it. So... I will see you, look, next time I'm in New York.
Probably at the grocery store, you know.
could be,
next time
right?
We'll
could
take
be.
Each other's address.
Okay, right.
You know.
Yeah.
Phone number or something.
Okay. Okay.
Really nice talking to you again, Henrietta. Right.
You too. So you can get all my information from Glenn.
Okay.
I'll provide it, yeah. I'll provide it.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Thanks, Henrietta. This is the International Black Summit Man of the Month, part of the Talk Show Network, and we're talking with Bill Patterson here from New York, a facilitator for the International Black Summit, and we're discussing Nalidoma, and we've got Lorraine Warren. Go ahead, you're live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
So I want to just distinguish something. I also want to acknowledge Bill as when we were in the facilitator training body as someone who he had been acknowledged over time as someone who was very competent in distinguishing distinctions.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually distinguished a distinction for us with that dark room concept. Some people will know what that is, but I really want to comment on all of the acknowledgement that has been given to Bill and, like, who he's been being in his life. It was really beautiful example of the elements of Maladoma. Because in being the father, sometimes he had to be the fire. You know, sometimes he had to bring the water. Sometimes he had to bring that earth element, that air, that ether.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think that in the acknowledgement, what I heard was he was willing to do whatever it took and to bring all aspects of himself to the table. And I have also experienced Maladoma's work, and it's really a beautiful thing when you have a community of people. Everyone is truly acknowledged for the gift that they are and what they bring to the table. And so I think it was, like, for me, the thing that was really distinguished inside of, you know, the discourse and the studying of Maladoma's work. And I say that that is present in Bill's life and probably in a lot of our lives. We would look at it in terms of, like, distinguishing where is it in my life I've been the fire. Where is it in my life that I've been the water or the earth, the nurturer, where I had to, like, really be the one who said that thing that no one else wanted to say or address that issue that no one else wanted to address? Or where did I need to be gentle and step back and allow the flow to happen?
Right.
And so I think that all of those things are present.
That is so beautiful. Lorraine is pointing out something really important and powerful about Maladoma. Like she said, we bring a mixed bag of these elements. You know, one day the situation might require fire, another day water, another day earth. You know, we have it all, even though we may have a predominance of one particular thing. But the fact that we can rise to the occasion for whatever it may be. It seems to me, you know, I mean, a powerful metaphor, you know, the way the Lorraine is describing it is perfect, you know, I think.
Well, you know, one of the things that comes to mind about it, which is leading the International Black Summit as a facilitator is that demand. Sometimes you have to bring the fire. Sometimes you have to bring the soothingness and the ease of water, you know, but you have to bring whatever it takes to have it happen. So that's
And you have it all there someplace.
And you have it all, yes.
It's there someplace. You trust that.
And reminds me of one of the distinctions in the facilitator body. You know, sometimes we work so powerfully as a group, and we look at each facilitator as like, wow, this person brings this powerful distinction whenever they're in the room that's present.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, like, there would be some points when that person wasn't there, and everyone would look around and say, oh, my goodness, now who's going to be the fire if that person isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to distinguish that it's already in the room. Whatever we need to handle and to have happen in our community is always in the circle. It's always there. And what it took was to look within, like the know out there concept, like what is it over here in me that I must be to transform the community. Today I might need to be fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person who I counted on for that fire isn't there, so then that's what I need to generate in that moment.
And it also speaks to the tribal nature of the summit, of facilitating the summit. You mentioned that when we had the groups, and the groups of five, so that was the number that we looked to facilitate from.
that five, and from those five, to be able to stimulate and to have whatever was needed in that moment to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something significant about the five that the summit facilitation saw, and you know, can't say directly that it's related to Maladoma, but it's interesting that the five is elements versus the five facilitators. There was something about five that we gravitate, that we both gravitated to in our,
well, one
in
of,
our communication.
Well, I want to point out one of the distinctions in Maladoma's work is the memory that's in the bones.
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
that five wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
You know, we still have that cellular bone memory.
Right.
And so, like, a way of operating that whatever it takes to bring balance, it emerges. We are up to this, a powerful agenda together.
Right. It brings, but also memory brings the ancestors. It brings what has gone in the past and recreates it in the present. You know, through ritual, according to the Dagar, it's a necessary part of our existence. To forget the bone memory is to lose, you know, part of your being. You know, you're not. We can't function as a total and complete whole without all of these pieces. You know, you get that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe like the rituals that are present in the summit aren't necessarily the same. They don't look exactly the same as it would in the village. But I think that's a reason why when people often have walked in the space of the summit, they say, oh, wow, it's so powerful, because they're walking into that ritual space. They're
mm-hmm.
walking into that space when we have certain ways of doing things and having things happening, the Thursday night event, how the summit opens up with song and ritual and acknowledgement of the ancestors and all of those elements together.
Mm-hmm.
Memory of that, like, oh, wow, this feels so good. It feels so familiar. Like, wow, this is something I'm like, you know, desiring.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was sort of synonymous with the work that Maladoma does.
Yeah, if we were even more familiar with Maladoma, those very things that you mentioned could be emphasized and broadened, and you know, it would add to what we, some of the things that we're already doing. You know, it would add to our understanding of life. You know, reality. I sometimes think that we operate with our distinctions in a context that's not really expressed literally, you know? Yeah. Does that make any sense? We know that there's no out there, but what is the context of that? How are we looking at the world as a cosmos if there's no out there? You know, these people say something. This cosmology says something, you know, about some of that. I'm not sure I'm really being.
You know, Bill, when you speak about that, it reminds me of a part of the Maladoma's book, A Water and Spirit,
yeah.
when he was going through his ritualization.
Yes.
And he, one of his assignments was to sit and be with a tree until the tree spoke to him.
Right.
Now, what would happen if I said that to somebody, look, I want you to go and be with that tree until you get the energy of the tree, until the tree speaks to you? And one of the things that, if my memory is correct, is that once he was being with the tree and being with the tree, he saw that there was no separation between him and the tree.
Him and the tree.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like such a powerful
that,
clearing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that, well,
so maybe... A lot of this is in us, undistinguished as such, as you just said, yeah.
Right,
undistinguished. And there's something about accountability. There's something about being accountable for it all, because if I am all of the elements, I'm accountable for the trees, for the earth, Mother Earth, for the ether, for the minerals, Exactly. And who am I being if I'm accountable and I can own it all?
Yeah, you're by nature an environmentalist, you know. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, the planet is your actual home. And all of these beings on here, if they look different from you, it's an illusion. They're us. All these humans, right. Even, you know.
And I think that speaks to the wholeness and the spoke about in the declaration, which you alluded to in the beginning, Bill, that if we are whole and complete, everywhere we go is a part of that completeness.
Yes, yes. And if we could just walk in the consciousness of that, I think sometimes when we walk, we walk in the normal way of being a visibility, you know, in the linear world. But if we could walk in this other realm of consciousness, the world would automatically change in the moment.
You're absolutely right, because I know for myself, Bill, when I am consciously connected, all there is love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and it wouldn't even be a... It would be the normal way almost, you know. I mean, you wouldn't be a do-gooder or anything. This would be the natural way of being human on the planet.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I can recall moments in the summit when that oneness was present. You know, in South Africa, when they say Ubuntu, you know, that, you know, my brothers, my sisters, we're all connected.
Right.
We are one.
Right.
Or was that Kenya? Well, anyway, I think it was South Africa. But then it was called something else in Kenya, but that clearly showed up in the space, the oneness that we are.
Right.
And I think the silence, you know, when we do the declaration, we say a moment of silence, please.
Right.
And I think those moments of silence in the space of the summit was when that oneness, that unity, that love showed up. It was like nothing to say. It was nothing to do with me.
Not a word is necessary, just the silence, you know.
One of the things that I want to recall, you know, we were talking about rituals and being connected, and I believe it was in South Africa in the pool, the Thursday night event. And the movement of the water and the flowers floating with the candles and the whatnot.
Right, right.
To me, there was something that it must have been that memory that you guys are referring to, because there was something, it was as though I had been there before and I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've seen it.
Many people express that, and also many people express that, you know, what showed up inside of that space was healing.
Healing, right.
Of that memory,
Oh, that was an experience. It really was. But, you know, almost all indigenous people have something similar. You know, the Ubuntu or Buntu, I don't know. Is that, do I have it right? Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
Which explained all of that, you know. But it's this other. Some people, even myself, I have found it difficult sometimes to entertain the idea of another realm of existence. I mean, that entertain that. I do not see everything. I do not hear everything. That because I'm into a linear kind of existence, I'm limited, and that if I let go of it, something else will appear, you know?
Yes.
Something else will appear. And it's in that mode or in that realm is what I search for, you know, to be in, to live in and live from. And sometimes it's present, and sometimes it's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why one of the things Maladoma says is really important, the ritual, be in the space of ritual, because when we stop our ritual, even rituals in our community, I mean, something as simple as, I know in some communities I've raised in, they used to have block parties.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a ritual. Everybody came together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are from rituals that we distinguish in our community. I know, Bill, you and I have participated in the Day Vipassana meditation retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding your ability to be with that space of, you know, what you see isn't all there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sit silently and just observe things as they are.
Yes.
And I think a part of it is really practicing functions and the ability to be with life as it unfolds. And then that expands our ability. You know, we begin to expand our ability to be with the allness of it.
Yes.
The all of the elements, all of it, all of it.
All of it. Total and complete, you know.
We're gonna have to wrap up. We've got about 3 minutes remaining.
Okay.
Let me find out if this one last caller, call it area code 201-907. You're live if you'd like to ask any questions or say anything about Bill Patterson. Go ahead. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gonna do with the remaining moments is thank you, Bill, for who you are as a brother, as a kindred spirit, as a fellow facilitator, as a travel buddy, traveling to Cuba, and we were supposed to go to Brazil together, the three of us, Oren and yourself, and unfortunately, you didn't make that trip, but we felt you on the trip with all of the gang that we went there with. And Bill, I just want to, Conrad spoke to it and acknowledged the work that you've done as a parent, as a single parent, and seamlessly raised your beautiful family. I want to say how much that I love you, that I honor you, that I love you, and that to have been with you has blessed my life. And you know, I just thank you for all of the contributions that you've given to us, to me personally, and to the International Black Summit,
right,
and PADEG, People of African Descent and Empowerment Group.
Okay. So have I got a minute? I just want to thank you and Elaine. It's no accident that you and Elaine are on this call right now. You two are my blood brother and sister. Do you get that, Elaine? Lorraine? Is she still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Blood. Blood.
I'm not going to say nothing, but keep on talking.
I love both of you. I love Glenn. Glenn, you know, we're truly brothers, you know.
We really are.
And you know, it's just, I treat Glenn like I treat Lorraine sometimes. I like an old shoe, you know, old hat.
Oh, Lord.
That I really love. I wouldn't discard it ever, you know. That's how I feel about both of you, you know. Thank you very much for all the acknowledgement and whatnot, and coming in and saying.
Listen, you deserve that and much, much more, my brother.
All right.
Truly, truly,
thank
truly.
You. Yes. All right.
National Black Summit, Man of the Month, part of the International Black Summit Network. We've got a The Wealth Club, that's going to be on this Tuesday from 6:30 to 8. We've actually got residential real estate going to be discussed, and then we're going to have a preview or a conversation around a live seminar on living for your money from Lennar Bragg.
For the Love of Money, excuse me. That's going to be pretty awesome. So please tune in. Thank you again. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show, Man of the Month. Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Okay, good night.
Good night.